Jack Amanda FM.
Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria reaching a Valentine's Day high of 28, Joburg 26, and Rustenburg a high of 30.
In Bedford View on the N3 northbound, that collision before Van Buren Road causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, three Pakistan players have been fined by the ICC for misconduct in their match against South Africa, and Arsenal's Kai Havertz has been ruled out for the remainder of the season.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has made it clear that South Africa will continue with its peacekeeping mission on the continent where it is needed. He addressed mourners at last night's memorial service held for the 14 soldiers killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
They lost their lives in defense of the defenseless. Indeed, the South African National Defense Force is a force that is for the brave. We have fulfilled our duty to bring our soldiers back home. We must fulfill our duty to complete their mission.
Ramaphosa also hit out at opposition political parties, saying this is not an issue to be exploited by politicking. The remains of the fallen soldiers were handed over to their loved ones at the Air Force Base Swartkop. Head of the National Defence Force, General Ruzani Maphanya, also attended the proceedings, and he denied reports that the soldiers in the DRC do not have adequate and sufficient resources. Clef Sheko has more.
Earlier this month, he appeared before Parliament, where MPs accused him of running an under-resourced and incapacitated defence force in the DRC. He also slammed retired SNDF generals who are criticizing the defense force in the media.
We have done as much as we could in the circumstances that we found ourselves. Our people were armed, resourced, and capable of meeting the challenge that they faced.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. To the water crisis, parts of Johannesburg continue to battle dry taps with the warning that the city system is under severe pressure. Johannesburg Water says the problems are as a result of overconsumption and power outages. But the EFF's Dumisani Baleni has rejected this explanation, blaming instead decades of incompetence, corruption and neglect by different administrations.
Johannesburg's water infrastructure is in a state of severe neglect and decay, leading to over 35% of technical water losses due to leaks and bursts.
News from abroad, the international fallout over the Gulf of Mexico is threatening to sue Google over its changing the Gulf of Mexico's name to the Gulf of America for maps users in the U.S. to comply with President Donald Trump's executive order. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum told the media yesterday Trump's order referred only to the part of the continental shelf belonging to America and not to the area that belongs to Mexico. And the story that's grabbed the world's attention, the video that shows how a humpback whale briefly swallows a kayaker before spitting him out. It happened in the ocean off southern Chile. Adrian Simancas was paddling when the giant whale surged out of the water, swallowing him and his kayak whole. 5 seconds later, a stunned Simancas bobbed to the surface. Experts said the whale couldn't have swallowed the kayaker as humpbacks have small throats. You can watch that whole video. It's at jacarandafm.com.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you, Khanda.
Thank goodness.
Just
I was
in case
concerned.
Any yes. of you mm. thought that maybe, you
is
know.
Is the guy okay?
So, he is.
Okay.
He says, imagine, he says he saw something coming past his eye mm. all of a sudden. And then the next thing, he felt that he was sinking.
Oh!
And that was it.
And then spat him out. He's going to spend the rest of his life wondering.
He is Jonah in the
Don't
whale.
You go there.
Did that whale spit me out? What did you... Sorry.
Sorry.
Happy Valentine's Day.
He's going to wonder
everybody.
Why the whale showed him so much love.
That's right. You take it flat. There we go. Remember that story about the kayaker. Okay.